I want to welcome everybody to services, and we have visitors today, and welcome to you. What a message is to serve or to be served, and serving from the heart. Desmond Doss was the subject of the film Hacksaw Ridge. He was a Seventh-day Adventist, a pacifist, who was enlisted in the military as a conscientious objector. So he refused to carry a weapon during World War II. He was trained as a medic in the Army Medical Corps as a non-combatant. He refused to work on the seventh-day Sabbath, so he is harassed by others in his unit. Since he wouldn't carry a weapon, many considered him a coward. Just remember that. In April of 1945, at the age of 26, Doss and his battalion were sent to Okinawa, Japan. They were supposed to climb a 400-foot-high jagged cliff nicknamed Hacksaw Ridge to get to a plateau. Thousands of heavily armed Japanese soldiers were up there in hidden caves and holes. You can sort of visualize, especially older people who remember World War II. About a week into the fight, Doss was the only medic to advance with the men. The assault left many dead and injured Americans. The rest were driven back down the cliff, except for Doss, who remained with the wounded. Over the span of several hours, Doss treated the injured and dragged them, one by one, to a cliff, to the edge of the cliff, and lowered them to safety with a rope swing. By the time it had become night, he had rescued 75 soldiers who had berated him earlier in his military career. That's pretty good. They berated, but he rescued them anyway. Over the span of several hours, Doss treated the injured and dragged them one by one. I already got that. Days later, he was seriously injured in the leg by a grenade and treated himself and waited 5 hours to be rescued instead of calling for another medic. He received a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star in his military career without ever harming another person. His fellow soldiers ending greatly respecting him. Wouldn't you respect them that did that? I think so. President Harry S. Truman awarded him with the Medal of Honor and personally placed it around his neck. You can listen to Doss's story in his own words through the Library of Congress Veterans History Project lectures. Right now, I want us to turn, if you would please, with me to John 13. I'm going to read 1 through 17. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? And Jesus answered him and said, What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand after this. So Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And just go ahead and do the old body wash, you know. And Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. He knew He knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat back down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. So most assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him." In other words, he's not greater than God the Father. "If you know these things, blessed are you to do them." And continuing, please turn with me to Matthew 25. We read verses 31 to 40. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as the shepherd divides sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will say to him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?' The king will answer to them, 'Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me.'" Well, Jesus, he came to serve, not to be served. Again, turn with me to Mark. Mark 10. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be a slave to all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And turning back a page to Mark 9, 35-37. "And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, 'If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and a servant of all.' Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, 'Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.'" We can't all be the hero Desmond Doss was, but we can make a difference in people's lives by how we serve others, in our families, in the ones in the church, and in our communities. When we see a need, we need to try to fulfill that need, if we're able. But we also need to use wisdom and be able to distinguish between a need and a want. It's not wise to keep putting limited resources where they are only enabling bad choices and decisions. But all of us can serve, from the youngest to the oldest. You probably don't realize how important your help is, really, and how much it is appreciated. I see young people here. I see them serve it. They're not asked to. Sometimes you'll ask them to do something, but for the most part, they do it because they want to. It's not because they're expected to. Remember to emulate the greatest servant of ever, our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, who came to serve, not to be served. Happy Sabbath.